another 77 songs. That, you know, my friend Joey Lewis, the Aristotle of the bottle, once said that behind every woman there's a beautiful band. I don't think that's exactly the way Mr. Lewis said it. Anyway, let's have a salute to beauty for Mr. Louis Basil and all of the gentlemen and one lady of our orchestra. Like to have you meet my swinging drummer boy, Mr. Bobby Grosso. Robert? And just back from a completely unsuccessful stay in Lake Tahoe. My conductor and arranger, Mr. Joe Mazzu. Joey? Joey went to Lake Tahoe, folks, to fight the war on poverty. And he came back slightly wounded. He doesn't like this story, but I'll tell it anyway. We recently did a tour of the Orient, of Japan. And every night I would introduce Joe to the audience like tonight. This went on for 3 weeks. And every night the audience would begin laughing hysterically. Well, finally somebody told me that Joe's last name in Japanese means lousy. When lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, then will you still be mine? When outdoor barbecues are out and Frank Sinatra's getting stout, when Hialeah needs a tout, then will you still be mine? When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancy and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy, when girls go back to wearing skirts and they ignore those married flirts, 'cause they can rent a guy from Hertz, then will you still be alive? When the Pacific is a lake and Betty Crocker hates to bake, when Perry Como stays awake, then will you still be mine? When holding hands is an out-of-date sensation and love is carried on by automation, when servos don't ride on the crest and Belafonte hides his chest, when Carol Baker's overdressed, then will you still be mine? And when mosquitoes do not bite and Donald Rickles is polite, when Doris Day turns into night, will you still, then will you still? So very, very much. Thank you. You are just wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, years ago when vaudeville died out, all the old-time performers and actors used to hang around outside the Palace Theater in New York City, just hoping and praying that maybe someday vaudeville would come back. Well, nowadays it seems that all the old-time songwriters are hanging around outside all the big music publishing companies in New York, just hoping and praying that maybe someday music will come back.